In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 14th of March. Glad you could be with us, everybody. All right, so here we sit deep, oh so deep, in saturation coverage of the Congressional Budget Office's scoring of the Republican health care plan. The details, should you need the refresher, are 24 million people without insurance over the next decade, nearly $900 billion less spent on Medicaid, and $337 billion cut from the deficit over the same period of time. But here is another way to think of this legislation that is designed to re-engineer almost 20% of the American economy, not as a health care bill, but as the first step in the GOP's plans for tax reform. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein gets us going from the health desk at WHYY.
Health insurance costs money, so Congress raised taxes on industry groups like insurers, drug makers, and medical device manufacturers, as well as Americans earning $200,000 and up. And this is what the country got for all of that money, says Gordon Merman with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The big improvement from the Affordable Care Act was extending health insurance coverage to millions of people.
But now, Ryan's plan would roll back $600 billion in taxes over 10 years. Nearly half of the benefits would go to the wealthiest Americans. Many Republicans believe tax cuts are the best way to boost economic growth because that money fuels investment and creates jobs. Doug Holtz-Eakin ran the CBO under George W. Bush.
There is no public policy, Affordable Care Act, American Health Care Act, that can compare with an economy that grows faster. Tax reform is the only way to get there.
Harvard economist Kate Baker says, yes, Obamacare worked at a price. And that's a trade-off, she says, we now all must consider.
When you take money from higher income, healthier people and give it to lower income, poorer people, the main benefit is that those low income, poor people get more health care. And it comes with the cost of a little bit slower economic growth.
Baker says under the GOP repeal plan, the size of the economic pie would probably be a bit bigger. The tough question is whether that's worth the cost of millions losing their insurance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.